is my heart. I give it, Lord, to you. Here is my life. I lay it before you. Tell me, where else would I go? And what else would I do if I did not know you? Ooh. How deeply I need you, my Lord. 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 Death and needs the rain, I need you. Ocean needs the streams, I need you. The morning needs the sun, I need you. You are my only one. How deeply I need you, my Lord. 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 I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you cared for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. And that's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary, and that's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. And that's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. Oh, that's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. And that's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. And that's why my heart is filled with praise. 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 I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. That's why my heart is filled with praise. 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 Here is my heart. I give it, Lord, to you. Here is my life, I lay it before you. Where else would I go, and what else would I do, if I did not know you? How deeply I need you, my Lord. How deeply I need you, my Lord. How deeply I need you, my Lord. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, that's why my heart is filled with praise. And that's why my heart is filled with praise. At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the host. Host, are you there?
Praise the Lord. I am here, Psalmist Kaylin. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, yes, yes. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Thank you so much, Minister Psalmist Kaylin, for bringing us before the presence of the true and living God this morning. I love you, Jesus. That's why my heart is filled with praise. And then her mother came along this morning, seating and greeting. Thank you so much, Minister Keisha, with that awesome tag, write your word on my heart. Oh, glory to God. Yes, yes, yes. What a time, what a time to start this Wednesday morning in praise and thanksgiving to God with all of our hearts and with all of our souls on the Master's Call this morning. Good morning, my TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and we're so thankful and grateful that you joined us this morning here on the Telecommunication Sanctuary. It started back in October 2010 with our wonderful co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. With their yes, they stood on God's word, which is Psalms 88:13. It says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission is truly to enrich, enhance, and empower believers every morning, Monday through Friday, as they begin their day. We do have a website. It is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. And there are times you're not able to get on. Well, guess what? There's a buffet waiting for you. You can go there and see the archives of all the messages as well as the bios of our speakers. And guess what? This year we are, what, shy of a few weeks of ending 2022, but we're still standing on the theme, which says in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience will we continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. Glory to God. Many of you might feel led that you want to be a part of this awesome ministry. This is a good time to say, yes, I'm ready to go into 2023, just giving God all that he wants me to give. So you could be a part of this great ministry. As a greeter, you can host, you can give a word. You may even have a song in your heart. Whatever God places on your heart to do, come and share with us. It's a safe place. You can go to, send your information, rather, to info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon would gladly get with you and share with you. Now, also, you can send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports to info@themasterscall.net. And also, on Fridays, we verbally take your prayer requests and praise reports in the second half of the call. So, yes, thank you for joining us and being a part of us. And let me tell you what started us together here 12 years ago. It's a phenomenal company called Artists International, where it was established by the Diaz de Leon well over 33 years, and we are now Artists Life. And we're so glad that we have some awesome and amazing products to share with people around the world. Get with the person that invited you to the call, and they'll give you more information as well. Now, also, every Monday through Friday after this call, there's the morning motivational call that's held, and today is Awareness Wednesday, where the phenomenal Flanagans will be sharing this morning. Queen Victoria always brings it, and today it will be We Share Because We Care, at the signs and the symptoms. You want to hear that call. The number is 667-770-1525. 667-770-1525. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. 294-617-POUND. And also, if you need a bypass number, in case your carrier wants to charge you, the number to dial first is 716-293-9707. Well, we are on day 38 of our 40-day fast, and I'm telling you, God is moving miraculously. Today, on the 16th, we are to decree and declare in prayer the manifestation of the goals and dreams we have written down along with the scriptures to support and fortify our faith. We're using Habakkuk 2:2-4, where it says, "And the Lord answered me, and he said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith." And we got a beautiful message on that yesterday. Well, listen, I'm getting out of the way because I know we got another awesome message coming forth. And this woman of God always brings it every time she comes. Who am I talking about? None other than our very own Prophet Ty Brown, who was born in New York City and is now residing in San Antonio, Texas. She is an electrical engineer by trade. She is a woman of God who is a mother, a daughter, a sister, a dear friend, and she is my co-founder with Sister Serving Sisters. I am so grateful that she always speaks on Jeremiah 29:11 plan for not only her life, but everybody's lives. So get ready, because she's going to put a word in our souls from on high. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come together once more and again. We glorify you, O God, because you are the King of Glory. And we thank you for giving us the breath to breathe. Our hearts are filled with praise, O God, because, Lord, as you put your word upon our heart this morning, we thank you for the anointing that you placed upon your daughter, hallelujah, to bring a word from on high. And we'll be careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, because it's only in you that we live, move, and have our very being. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you have done, all that you are doing, and the things that you're about to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. I'm turning it over to our minister in the marketplace, our minister for the hour. Are you there?
I am here, my beautiful Mississippi queen. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for that warm introduction, and thank you for hosting us with such Jesus joy. We so love and appreciate you. And, of course, I need to honor our two amazing and dynamic co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pecola Roberts. Their yes, their obedience, their example is why we can be here today for such a time as this. And, of course, we give all praise, all glory, and all honor to our Daddy God, our big brother Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, because without them, where would we be? Where would we be? So we are in the midst of the Count It All Joy series, and today's current message is Count It All Joy, Understanding the Assignment the assignment is stillness. Whew. And sometimes we get still on our own, and sometimes the Lord helps us to be still. I know I don't want to be in a God-induced, produced stillness, because that meant I was not paying attention to what he said when he told me to be still in the first place. So when we left off earlier this week, we were talking about how to practice stillness, because stillness is a discipline. It's not just something that happens unintentionally, because the way we are trained as human beings is we are trained to be doing something, to be fixing something, to be replacing. So we're trained to do. And stillness goes against all of that natural training. But it is so vital and important that we get still and understand what God is telling us, understand what he is showing us in that stillness, and realize that it is okay to be still, to stop as emotion or agitation, to check or restrain. It's okay to get still. Stillness is a discipline. It is freedom from noise or motion, calm, quiet, silence, as the stillness of the night. Stillness is a discipline. It's something we have to practice. So how do we practice stillness? And I gave you the first one the last time we were together, and that was to give yourself permission to get still. Let yourself know it's okay to stop all of the activity, to set aside some time to plug into the source and just simply hear from God, to quiet our minds, to still our thoughts, and to stop trying to be in control. I had to laugh when the Lord brought that one to me last night, because I was, you know, studying and looking at it. And when he said, oh, I'm going to add one thing to the, all of those things are good, but stop needing to be in control. And I said, okay, Lord, I receive that. You can't control every situation or circumstance. If you could, you would not need him. So we need to allow ourselves, give ourselves permission to be still. And if we look at the story of Mary and Martha, Mary allowed herself to get still. And you look at Luke 10:38 through the end of the chapter, and I won't read it all. As Jesus and his, and we'll start at verse 38. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparation that had to be made. Notice, Mary chose to be still and sit at the feet of Jesus so that she could glean and absorb and listen to and just be in his presence. But Martha, distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. And so when she saw this, Martha went to Jesus and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. And Jesus said, Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken from him, from her. So Mary chose to sit at the feet of Jesus and be still and to form that personal relationship with him by listening to what he had to say, by being in his presence. She chose stillness. Martha chose distracted action. And whom got the better deal? So sometimes we have to allow ourselves permission, give yourself permission to be still. Number two is set a time and place for stillness. Be intentional about it. Put it on your schedule. See, because we got everything scheduled in life. We got these control issues. So we got it all scheduled. So if you're one of those people, schedule your still time. It's okay. Be intentional about it. Allow God his time and his place. It's okay to be intentional about being still. Take that time to be intentional. Put it on your schedule. Put it on your calendar. Set a timer. Whatever it is you need to do, be intentional about setting a time and a place. Proverbs 21:5 says, the plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. Be intentional and diligent about setting that time for stillness, to quiet your mind, to set apart and hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. It's okay to be still. Stillness is a discipline we each need to practice. Take the time to set aside the time to be still. The third step in how to practice stillness is to relax, to calm your mind, to intentionally remove focus off of everything except God. Step back from the things and the cares of the world. Step back from the activity that you have planned. Step back, rest, and relax in knowing that he is God. Because the word says, be still and know that I am God. And if we step back and relax and allow ourselves that stillness that comes in Psalms 46 and 10, to be still and know that he is God, then our focus is taken off of us and placed on God and placed on the source and placed on our relationship, which then allows us to put a demand on that relationship. So relax is step three. Step four is to quiet your mind. Every time a thought slips in that wants to distract you, pluck it out and sit it to the side and say, I'll get back to that. Take the time to quiet your mind. Notice the thoughts that will continue you to invade that space. Shut them down. Invite the Holy Spirit in to that time, to the ability to quiet your mind, because it's going to take the Holy Spirit resting, ruling, and abiding in you to allow that stillness to overtake you, to shut out all the thoughts and accept the presence of God's Spirit, to stop any self-condemnation that tries to come because you're not in constant motion. Because the word says there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So the enemy will do a lot of things to keep you in perpetual motion and not focused and quieting your mind and plugging into the source. Shut him down. Let him know that you have given place to the Holy Spirit and nothing will interrupt or invade your time of stillness with God. Number four, focus on the moment. Be present in that very moment. No matter what the situations or circumstances of life are, shut them out and get present in the moment with God. Because he can fix any situation, circumstance, and if we get still with him, then he can show us what that looks like. He can give us what we need to process through whatever we're in. But we've got to get still with him. We've got to be willing to count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is stillness. And if we focus on the moment and we push in prayer with him as we're focused in that moment, and then we sit still and we listen, he will direct our path and give us what we need to process in that time. And the last step is return with thankfulness. We practice stillness by returning from it with thankfulness. Don't critique your stillness. Don't say, well, I could have done this or I could have done that. This is not about performance. This is an invitation to be in the presence of the Most High God. It's not about how you do it. It's about doing it and let God have his place. Stop trying to be in control of the moment and surrender it to God and return with thankfulness. Quietly give thanks, give praise, worship him, because he's allowed you to have time in his presence where you can just sit and relax in him. And for that, we should always be thankful. So how do we practice stillness? We give ourselves permission to be still. We intentionally set aside a time and a place for that stillness, even if we have to initially use a timer to give ourselves permission to be still for that set amount of time, even if it just starts out at 5 minutes. Set the time and the place and watch God, if you allow him to, grow that time without you even realizing it. The third step is to relax in that time with him. Be at peace in it. Be still and know that he is God. Stop trying to control it. Relax. And then step four is to quiet your mind. Quiet it, still it. Take all of that excess stuff that's going on in there and push it aside. We're not saying we're being still forever, but God deserves that time in his presence. He is worth that relationship builder. See, because that stillness with God builds your relationship with him. Focus on that moment and then return with thankfulness. That's how we allow ourselves. That's how we practice the discipline of stillness. And nobody's saying it's easy to practice that discipline. If it was, it wouldn't be a discipline. You wouldn't have to train yourself to do it. But it's necessary to building your relationship with God, to walking in his presence, to being plugged into the source requires us to be still and to stop trying to control the stillness. That's God. Giving him his place to allow us to focus on him, giving up the control required that constant activity mandates, and just relaxing and resting and knowing that he is in control anyway and that you really have none is so freeing and so powerful in our relationship with him. Trusting that he will show us exactly what he needs us to see in that stillness. If we count it all joy, understanding the assignment is stillness. If we understand that assignment, we can turn it all over to him. We need to make this stillness a part of our daily lives. And when we do, we'll begin to notice his presence more and more. We'll begin to notice that the patterns of our thought life begin to change because we've surrendered that time to him. And as we surrender that time in stillness, we can see those thoughts that pop up to try and distract us. And as we see those distracting thoughts, we begin to know when the thoughts are from God and when they are just coming from the enemy to distract us. And then we begin to pluck those thoughts out of our heads as they pop up. See, as we build that relationship with God in stillness, we get to know his voice better. And the voice of a stranger we will not follow. So that stillness allows us to spend that time hearing God's voice more clearly, becoming more familiar with his voice. It's up to us to make a decision, to make a choice, to choose to practice stillness, to choose to be in his presence and to sit at his feet the way Mary did instead of being distracted by all of the cares of the world like Martha was. We've got a choice to make. We can count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is stillness, or we can be a flurry of activity and not allow God to still us in that place. Minister Brenda, back to you.
To God be the glory. Be still and know that I am God. I tell you, stillness. Thank you so much, Prophet Kai, for that on-time message this morning. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father, we come to realize you have definitely been our dwelling place throughout all generations, and we thank you. We thank you, Father God, that you allowed us to come before your throne, Lord God, lifting up people before you, Father God, knowing that you are God who watches over your word to perform it. So we're asking in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you touch the hearts, the minds, and the bodies of these loved ones, Father God, that are going through health challenges. Father God, we thank you first for our mothers, Lord God, Mother Eleanor, Victoria, Cassandra, Ella Mae, Lucille, Margaret, Aunt Brenda, Aunt Joyce, Beatrice, Lord God, and there are so many others, Father God, that are near and dear to us. We thank you for touching their bodies, touching their minds, making them the whole and complete in you, Lord God. We thank you for touching Pastor Candy and Valerie and Greg and Jerry and Uncle Herman, Camelia, Davola, John Martin, Lewis, Elizabeth, Cynthia, Pastor Booker, Wesley, Dr. Celeste, Miss Christopher, Charles, Peggy, Andy, Fennell, Charlie, Angel, Rita, Minister Robin, and Takigma. Lord God, we thank you that these people, Father God, they are going through challenges, but Father, sickness will not lord over their bodies. We're decreeing and declaring, Father God, they're healed and whole in you because you were wounded for their transgressions. You were bruised for all of our iniquities. The chastisement of your peace is upon them and all those that are on our hearts. In the name of Jesus, we call them healed and whole. Thank you, Father, for touching the bereaved families, the the Beckles family, the Howard and Lane family, the Darden family, the Davis family, Jackson, Dottie and her family, Austin, the Wells, the Walker, and the Lee family. Thank you for touching them, Father God, letting them know that you're there, Father, that you never left them nor forsaken them. Thank you for keeping them, Lord God, placing your arms around them and giving them a peace that surpasses all understanding, only like you can. We give your name praise. We give your name glory, Father. Very own Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pecola. Thank you, Father, for placing your arms around them and continuing to empower them day by day. Continue to enlighten them with your love, oh God. Continue to strengthen them, Father God, as needed in the name of Jesus. Thank you for all those that are on this call, Lord God. Bless them and keep them in a mighty way, Lord. Let them go forth, Lord. Let us all go forth as you write your word on our hearts, Lord God, that we'll be careful to give your name the praise and glory in all that is said, that is all that is done. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. Listen, as we continue to pray for the Artist Life family and all those that are pertaining to them, we thank God that the morning motivational call is coming up next. You want to go to it with the Flanagans on it with our Awareness Wednesday. That number is 667-770-1525. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. And to hear the playback of that awesome message we just heard, that number is 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. We thank God for all of you joining us this morning. Thank you again, Minister Keisha, for seating and greeting everyone with that awesome tag. Thank you again, Minister Thomas Kalen, for allowing God to use you as always in praise and worship. And again, to you, Prophet Kai, for bringing us powerful, dynamic word to just put this more on our hearts to be still. Hallelujah. Come back and close us out with a benediction. God bless you.
And, of course, we say thank you, thank you, thank you to our Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for just allowing us the opportunity to be still in your presence. We say thank you, knowing that your presence builds the relationship that we have with you. Lord, and as we leave this call, but never, ever your presence, we want to continue to magnify and glorify your name. We want to continue to walk it out according to your Jeremiah 29:11 plan. So, Lord, continue to be our source. Continue to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. We will give your name the praise, glory, and honor that it is due. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. My sisters and brothers, continue to be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.